welcome to day 7 of Meditation Week. And today is about becoming limitless. Now, we're going to do this in a multiple of ways. And one of the ways we're going to be doing it is to create a mandala. And I want you to do that today and tomorrow. So I want you to do that so that you have a symbol that can trigger you to be connected to limitlessness. Now, the symbol I recommend in a mandala is within a circle, but you can also put parameters around it so that it defines it for you. And you can use some geometry if that's what you're into. If that's what is right for you, remember, it's choice. Remember, it's what feels comfortable. Remember, when you look at this, it should make you feel expansive, uplifted, feel all of a sudden that you're just the most expansive being and that you can be all that you can be with free will and choice. And so we're going to be in the meditation asking for symbols to assist us in becoming limitless. So you may want to have your journal near you so that as soon as you come out of the meditation, you can start writing down. You know, if you're visual, you'll see a symbol. If you're auditory, you'll hear what the symbol is. If you are a feeler, you will feel it. You'll have a sense of a feeling. If you are knowing, you just know it. Of course, there are other methods as well, but it's up to you to define taste, smell, digital, whatever you need. You can get it however you wish to. There's no limits. It's just a choice. How do you want it? What's the easiest way for you to receive? Receive it. That easy. What's the easiest way for you to send something? Choose it. Do it. Easy. Again, when you're limitless, everything is just possible and everything is with ease and grace. It just is. So, let us create a space. Now, if you're going to use this as a space to create your mandala in becoming limitless, you may wish to create two, one today and one tomorrow, one about becoming, one about being. Otherwise, just build on the one from becoming into being so that it evolves as you do. That's another way of doing it. Bless all your equipment, whatever you're going to be using to create your mandala. Bless it. Call in your archangels. And again, you can call in whoever is the highest for you, but we have been using this week and we've been working together, not just using, we have been working together this week. And it has been Archangel Michael, which we acknowledge and thankful for. Archangel Zadkiel, we acknowledge and thankful for. Archangel Haniel, we acknowledge and are thankful for. Archangel Raphael, we acknowledge and are thankful for. The deity Ganesh, we are grateful and thankful for, assisting us to remove all obstacles and becoming limitless. Again, moving into our meditation, we have all the things we need to create our mandala in front of us. We've blessed them. We've called in our space. We've made it sacred. We then move into our meditation. And as we meditate, we can choose to sage the space, to use sounding crystals, whatever you need to do to create the space. And then sit in a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply and fully. And as you do so, allow yourself to expand into your limitlessness. Connect in with the Earth Star through your body and up into the Stargate. And from the Stargate down through your chakras each and every chakra awake and aligned and balanced, each and every chakra vibrant, healthy. Allow the violet flame to be within you to transform with ease and grace. Allow the lilac flame to be with you to transform with ease and grace. Allow the golden flame to transform you with ease and grace. Allow the diamondescent flame to transform you with ease and grace. Allow the pearlescent flame to transform you with ease and grace. Breathe. And as you expand into your limitlessness, becoming your limitlessness, if there was a symbol, what would it be? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Can you hear it? Do you know it? And if you can maintain your meditative state, you can pick up a blessed piece of your equipment and draw it. And if indeed there is more than one symbol, draw that too. And if indeed Archangel Michael wishes to gift you a symbol, let that be so. And if Zadkiel, our Archangel Zadkiel, wishes to gift you a symbol, let that be so. And if Archangel Haniel wishes to gift you a symbol, let that be so. And if Archangel Raphael wishes to gift you a symbol, let that be so. And if the deity Ganesh wishes to gift you a symbol, let that be so. So be it. Focus on that symbol or symbols you have received. Focus, focus, focus. As you focus, feel yourself becoming limitless. See yourself becoming limitless. Hear yourself becoming limitless. Know yourself becoming limitless. Breathe and know that this is so. Breathe and know that this is so. As you come back with awareness, you can maintain that soft alpha state and complete your mandala if you choose, or you may just wish to remain in that limitless state, embracing it and embracing the symbols that have been granted to you, breathing into that limitlessness. So be it. And so it is. Blessing be from Sharon MCL. Signing off for now. If you choose to, you may continue in this soft alpha state and continue to draw your mandala. Blessings be.